The word today is repentance. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. We all struggle with sin. Sometimes it can be difficult to leave our sinful past and live a new life in Christ. But Jesus calls us to permanently turn from our sin. Here to explain is Pastor Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Repentance.
There are many things in life that are one-time events. For instance, your birth and your death are one-time events. The birth of your children, if God should bless you with children, each one is individual, and they will never be repeated. Your marriage is supposed to be a one-time event. Being born again, that is, coming to the Lord Jesus and being saved, that is a singular event. It will never happen again. And it's a most blessed thing that we should always think back to, is when we were brought to the Lord Jesus and saved. As we think about repentance today, this also is something that's not supposed to be repeated over and over and over again for a specific sin. What we are going to think about today is the fact that repentance is supposed to be permanent. It's not supposed to be just repeated again and again and again, falling into the same old sin over and over and over. Instead, there is to be a change, and that if we repent of one sin, that repentance should lead us to alter our behavior so that we will leave that sin in the past and that we will change the direction we are going and not commit the sin again. This is a very difficult thing, and the sin within us causes us to be very weak at repentance. But we're going to think about how we can improve on leaving sin in the past and living this born-again life. As I said, repentance has to be permanent, and I'd like to take us to Mark chapter 9, where it says in verse 42, "If anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin," obviously you can hear Jesus talking here, "it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around his neck. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands and go into hell where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other." Wow, these are some pretty intense words that Jesus says. One thing I notice when I read this section is that there are a lot of final statements. There's no going back on these things. For instance, when Jesus talks about a millstone being attached to someone's neck and thrown into a lake, you don't come back from that. And talking about cutting off your foot, cutting off your hand, that's fairly permanent. What Jesus is getting at here is a hyperbole. He is using an extreme statement to indicate that sin must be repented of permanently. It should not be engaged in over and over again. There has to be a finality to it. And that's what repentance is really all about, is stopping the pattern of persistent sin, not returning to it. And this is why I want to talk for a minute about what I call situational repentance. This phrase is not in the Bible, but I think the description of it and the thought about situational repentance is exemplified in the Bible. Situational repentance is a phrase that I have given to the pattern of a person who, when they are caught, when they have been apprehended, when they are feeling the burden and the weight of their guilt and their sin, they want to repent. And they want to really change the negative situation that they have caused. This is a genuine feeling. They're not faking it. They really do feel this way. They want to change. But as soon as the pain is gone, as soon as the price has been paid and they've been punished, they suddenly start to feel as though they can float back toward the sin that they were caught in. And so it's not a permanent change. It's not true, authentic repentance, but it kind of disappears. And the resolve and the desire to really make a new start goes away. And soon they are back committing the same sin over and over again. And that's the problem. Repentance is to be permanent, just like we were talking about birth or death. It's not something that should be taken so lightly that we think, oh, well, I repented, therefore I can commit a sin again. We should never think this way. Now, granted, it is the weak flesh that we have. It is the sinfulness in us that we struggle against. That's what causes us to do this many times, is to not have the strength and the means to resist that temptation once again. But Jesus makes the point clear. We cannot go back. When we have turned from sin, it must be permanent. What happens to a person that does not turn from their sin and does not make it final and walk away from it? Well, let me give you just one good example from the Bible. His name was Samson. I like to refer to Samson as the strongest loser in the world. Samson had this phenomenal gift of strength, and his story is in the book of Judges. And it goes into great detail how God, through his giving Samson his beautiful hair, and as the hair grew in length, it symbolized that God was giving Samson super strength. And yet what happened with Samson? He had a pattern of persistent sexual sin. He loved women. And there's nothing wrong with liking women. After all, God has made us male and female. The only problem is that Samson liked women outside the bounds of marriage. And he consorted with prostitutes. And not only did he do this once, but he had a pattern of doing this. And this was the big problem in Samson's life. It got him into trouble over and over again. He wouldn't listen to his family's advice, parental guidance, asking, you know, why don't we get you a woman from among our own people? No, Samson liked his foreign women, and he would bed them down when he wanted. Well, eventually, that refusal to turn from his sin, his unwillingness to cut off that sin, to stop doing it, led to the loss of his eyes. It led to the loss of his strength, his spiritual gift, and it eventually led to the loss of his life. And that should be a very good lesson for us, that when we are addicted to sin, whether it's a sexual sin or drugs and alcohol or gambling, whatever this persistent sin is in our life, we have to do whatever it takes to end it. Or else it will keep destroying and eating at us like an acid eating at us. And it can destroy us. This is something that we need to understand, is that Jesus saved us so that we would be new people, that we would be a new creation, not the old sinful self. Paul talks about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it's beautiful what God has done for us. It says in verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. In fact, in verse 21, he says these beautiful words, God made him, that is Jesus, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Do you understand the importance of that saying? That Jesus, who did not have sin, took our guilt upon himself. Jesus literally gives us a new start, literally gives us a new life in him. We do not have to be dominated and controlled by the old sinful self. What were you like before you came to Jesus? Or what are you like now and that you want to escape from? Are you tired of your sin? Are you sick of the consequences of your guilt? Come to Jesus Christ and repent of your sin. The word repentance means to turn 180 degrees. It means to literally go in the opposite direction. Have you been moving away from God in your life? Have you been avoiding Jesus? That's the problem. You need to turn around and head toward the Lord Jesus. You need to turn away from your sin and leave it behind you once and for all. And just like it says in the scriptures that being born again is having a new life, like Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, that when you are in Christ, you are a new creation. The old is gone. It's past. So also when you repent, leave it in the past. Don't come back around to it again. Don't return to your past sins. It will not give you life, but death. And God wants you to live in preparation for life eternal. Don't practice the habits that lead to death. Live your life as though you are preparing for eternity, for heaven. God wants you to repent permanently. Just as Jesus Christ has saved you and given you new life, repent of your sins, turn from them, and live.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.